Today on The Good Stuff, the cow and the ice cream. That story and more.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, it'll make you think for a minute.
That's right. Well, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are packed full of information every week, and it's consistently information that you need to have. It's reliable. It's on agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, cattle health, ag politics. There is so much more. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area. In fact, go to visitvalentine.com. They got a new project underway with a new community event center. You can check that out at itstimevalentine.com. Otherwise, if you're starting to plan a vacation for next summer, down the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, or any of the great outdoor adventures we have, go to visitvalentine.com for details. All right. So the cow and the ice cream. This was from a teacher in the Nashville, Tennessee area. Quote, "We are worried about the cow when it's all about the ice cream."
Oh.
Okay. There's a twist, so be ready. "The most eye-opening civics lessons I ever had was while teaching third grade. The presidential election was heating up, and some of the children showed some interest. I decided that we would have an election for a class president. We would choose our nominees. They would make a campaign speech, and then the class would vote. To simplify the process, candidates were nominated by other class members. We discussed what kinds of characteristics these students should have. We got many nominations, and from those, Jamie and Olivia were picked to run for the top spot. The class had done a great job in their selections. Both candidates were good kids. I thought Jamie might have an advantage because he got lots of parental support. I had never seen Olivia's mother. The day arrived when they were to make their speeches. Jamie went first. He had specific ideas about how to make our class a better place. He ended by promising to do his very best. Everyone applauded, and he sat down. Now, it was Olivia's turn to speak. Her speech was concise. She said, 'If you will vote for me, I will give you ice cream.' And she sat down. The class went wild. 'Yes, yes, we want ice cream.' She surely would say more. She did not have to. A discussion followed. How did she plan to pay for the ice cream? She wasn't sure, but no one pursued that question, and they just took her at her word. Would her parents buy it, or would the class pay for it? She didn't know. The class really didn't care. All they were thinking about was ice cream. Jamie was forgotten. Olivia won by a landslide. Every time a politician opens their mouth, they offer ice cream, and people react like a bunch of 9-year-olds. They want ice cream. The thinkers among us know that they're going to have to feed the cow and clean up the mess." So a lesson today, kind of a civics lesson, I guess, called The Cow and the Ice Cream. Kim, what do you have to share today?
This was recently contributed by LaVon Weishettle out of Pierre, originally Oneida for many years. It's called The Bathtub Test.
The Bathtub, okay.
Yeah, The Bathtub Test. It doesn't hurt to take a hard look at yourself from time to time, and this should help get you started. During a visit in a mental asylum, a visitor asked the director what the criteria was, which defined whether or not a patient should be institutionalized. "Well," said the director, "we fill up a bathtub, then we offer a teaspoon, a teacup, and a bucket to the patient and ask him or her to empty the bathtub." "Oh, I understand," said the visitor. "A normal person would use the bucket because it's bigger than the teaspoon or the teacup." "No," said the director. "A normal person would pull the plug. Do you want a bed near the window?"
I don't. I'm not sure about that one. So the other day I was using some things here that were sent in from Tony Bullitt about dogma. And this is a quote from August Strindberg. And August says, "I loathe people who keep dogs. They're cowards who haven't got the guts to bite people themselves." And from Fran Leibowitz, "No animal should ever jump up on the dining room furniture unless absolutely certain that he can hold his own in the conversation." And I wonder if other dogs think poodles are members of a weird religious cult. That was from Rita Rudner. And a few funny things there for you today. And thanks for tuning in to great radio stations out there carrying the good stuff.